Blog Talk Radio. love it, love it, love it. We'll rise. Dread days. What's up? Happy Manic Monday. Welcome to Motivating Monday. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. We'll rise to those that are rising up. And happy Monday to everyone, all listeners worldwide. Afternoon, night, evening, whatever. And happy Jubilee time to my dear friends in the UK and the Royal Family. One, love you all. You all just been celebrating, huh? So I can't wait to see the celebrations tomorrow. Also, I know you all have big plans today with Elton John and Paul McCartney, and just looking at footage this morning from the events that were held yesterday. Just amazing. But if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Angelina Jolie turns 37 today. Wow. And let's see, Parker Stevenson is 60. Michelle Phillips is 68. L. Barge, today is his 51st birthday. And also, it's my dear friend who was once a surprise on my birthday, and we've been friends ever since. Al B. Shore's birthday today also, who performed with L. DeBarge, right? Secret Garden, Quincy Jones Project masterpiece. Remember? I love that song. But today's Al B. Shore's birthday and many others, and just wishing everyone a happy birthday, happy anniversary, those graduating and celebrating other fantastic things. Just happy, happy birthday. New births. I've noticed a lot of my real life and online friends have been celebrating births in their family and so on. And just wishing you all the best. But in celebration of Al B. Shore's birthday, it's Al B. Shore. Call me, 714-409-0614 to talk about things. And, of course, we're talking about different popular stories going on, entertainment lifestyle stories, and continuing the review of Walk Off the Weight. Okay? But here's Al B. Shore.
Whatever you want, mommy.
love it, Pappy. I love that song. Abby Sugar's voice is so beautiful. I don't think there's a song that I do not like or an artist that he has produced or promoted or behind it I do not like. So happy birthday again to L.B. Sure and his friend L. DeBarge. And L. DeBarge Jr. has an amazing voice also. And speaking of songs, you know, yesterday I spoke of his song with Kim spoke of Kim Porter's son with P. Diddy, Justin. But also yesterday was Quincy's birthday, who is the son of Abby Shores and Kim Porter. So happy birthday, Quincy. If I had realized it was your birthday yesterday, I would have said it, because I sure mentioned your name and Little B. Shores' name. I'm just wishing everyone a fantastic and blessed week, and today is Motivating Monday. And feel free to call in and share your thoughts regarding different things that are happening in the news or happening in your local community. Also, condolences go out again to my friend George Harmon and his family and his mother and brother, mother Florinda, and his wife and the entire family, and those of you whom love Dr. Harmon, because his funeral is today at 11 at the Ferry Street Baptist Church on Ferry Street. And Collins Funeral Home is handling the arrangements again. Zimmerman's back in jail. I think he gained some of that weight back that he had lost for 6 weeks out. But first of all, I'm super excited for Tiger Woods. I knew Tiger still had it in him. So congratulations, Tiger Woods. You all can tweet him at Tiger Woods and congratulate him for winning his 73rd PGA Tour tourney. He's tied up with Arnold Palmer now. This is just amazing. I knew Tiger still had it in him. I love me some Tiger, and congrats, Tiger. And my dear friend, fellow blogtalkradio.com talk show host and producer is also in the chat room chatting with me, which is talking with him on Facebook and the Apple Capital Group. I know many of you listen to his show, just an amazing show. So good morning. Thank you, Tim. Call us if you would like to let us know what's going on and what who will be your guest this week or topics you will be discussing. And I had a blast yesterday afternoon after the broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I listened to the tip of my tongue. Oh my God, O'Brien's show. On the tip of my tongue, my goodness. I want to say her name, it's not Pat O'Brien, but I had a blast listening to her show. It was a conservative talk show on Blog Talk Radio. My first time ever listening to it in the chat room. We just had a blast. You all know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God, on the tip of my tongue. What is it? Terry O'Brien's show. The Terry O'Brien show had an amazing time listening to her show and having fun in the chat room, interacting with other listeners and also fellow Blog Talk Radio show hosts. I mean, we're talking all politics, and it was just amazing. Even though I talk about politics, this is a non-political show. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, but just amazing. And if you all hadn't heard, Richard Dawson passed away late Saturday night at age of 79, and he was one of my favorites. I'm 43, so I grew up watching him just like I grew up watching Dick Clark and Donnie. I'm saying Donnie Simpson and Don Cornelius and all. Just sitting here for his death. He had been battling cancer. I mentioned it yesterday during the show. And congrats to Miss Rhode Island. I watched some of the pageant. I went ahead and went to sleep. Fell asleep on my show, which has been canceled, CSI Miami. But congrats, Miss Rhode Island won, correct? So congratulations to her for winning the pageant last night. And I can't believe I missed MTV Movie Awards also. So congratulations to all of the winners. And today is Russell Brand's birthday also. So happy birthday to Russell Brand. But other sports news is that, you know, we're near time to find out who will be crowned the Western and Eastern Conference Kings. And now both conferences are tied up, huh? Wow. Boston, Miami now are squared off, so they're playing tomorrow. And tonight is Oklahoma at San Antonio, and that's going to be televised at 9 p.m. on TNT Western Conference. So it's getting close. Game 5 tonight, Game 5 tomorrow for Boston and Miami. And I received an email from NBA Daily, and tonight on NBA TV, one-on-one with Amar Rashad, he will have Tony Parker, Russell Westbrook, and Doc Rivers on as guests, chatting about, you know, what's happening right now. This is getting exciting. This is good. This is really exciting. I know a lot of people that's really going to start paying attention now. You know, wow, because it's like really building up like drama. So this is just amazing. But I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about walk-off weight, and then we'll talk some more about what's been happening in the news. I resumed doing sit-ups this past weekend, and I feel so good. I had to stop doing sit-ups a little over a couple years ago when I started having ab pain. And then I found out, you know, a lot of you women and a lot of you guys know about this from women in your life. In your lives, from wives, mothers, girlfriends, coworkers, and so on, it's something that affects millions of women. When I went to the doctor, because I couldn't do anything, I was in so much pain. And when I went to the doctor, my physical was good, except my bad news was that I had I was diagnosed with small benign uterine fibroid tumors, and a cyst on my right ovary. So I had not exercised. I always exercised, but I stopped doing sit-ups, and because I had been in so much pain, and I had been planning to have surgery, to have a robotic surgery called myomectomy that wouldn't affect my reproductive system, but to remove the fibroids and the cysts. But I went the holistic way first. With prayer, my prayers from loved ones, prayer, my own prayers, and also ingesting a natural supplement called Fibrovan. The website is Fibrovan. My case is my minor case, but I was in pain. I know of other females whose cases are very extreme. You know, that's the reason why some women have hysterectomies, because the cases are so bad. But then there are some women that are so tough, they get pregnant, they have children, they have sex, they do everything with fibroids and cysts. But I feel fine now. I will have a physical this summer before my birthday. My birthday is August 11th, so hopefully I have some good news where I won't have to have that surgery. But if I still need to, I would do what I need to do. But one thing I am not in excruciating pain anymore. So thank you for those who have prayed for me. And, you know, I know prayer and Fibrovan is like a miracle. So I just want to thank you for that. But I wasn't talking about that, but I was just, some people always say, well, why you stop doing sit-ups? Because I've seen that belly. But then one thing, people that have fibroids also, that's one reason why women love to have this surgery, because it have people looking like they're like a few months pregnant. But I definitely need to lose some pounds. And so I did, I do exercise a lot, but I resumed doing sit-ups, old-fashioned sit-ups. I have ab machines that I get on and so on, but I have always been a person that love exercising, doing hardcore exercises, push-ups and so on. So I did more push-ups than I thought I would on Saturday and Sunday, and I feel so good and so refreshed, and I resumed doing more intense Pilates exercises, also focusing on my breathing, and so that's just been amazing. Caller, if you would like to make a comment, please press 1, and I can put you on air. Thank you for those that are listening online and those that are listening in the chat room, and I see another host of a Blog Talk Radio show is in the chat room, and a regular friend of mine. I surprised him showing up in Terry's chat room yesterday, Hello. And he always brings up interesting topics whenever I am on air, so I wonder what he would bring up today. But again, the past few Mondays, I've been discussing a book called Walk Off Weight Journal, and book written by Prevention.com Fitness Director Michelle Stetson, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-S-T-A-N-T-E-N. And it apparently is a book that has brought on a lot of success, and she tested a lot of people dealing with writing this book and researching this book that definitely experienced a lot of weight loss. But it's not just for people, in my opinion, just reading and studying it. It's not just for people who want to lose weight. It's for people who need to get back into living active, healthy lifestyles. Because I know people who don't need to lose weight, but they need to upgrade and become more active. You ask them to do a sit-up, they can't do one. You know, I know people who are look like the picture of health. If you ask them to do one or two sit-ups, they cannot. Okay. Okay. Tim is online, so let's get him online to say hello. Just want to say hello and give us an update on what's going on, what guests he will have on show and topics he would discuss. I'm so glad he called. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Great. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Oh, same here. I know you only have – this is early, Monday morning, but I know you only have like a couple of minutes left.
Well, I only have a couple minutes, a minute live streaming, but I usually extend overtime. So we can talk another 10 minutes, but I know you have a lot to do, so I won't keep you too long. So what's going on?
It's getting through the week, trying to find out, we haven't scheduled all the shows yet, we have a lot of emails. I think a couple of things we're talking about. I think that Chase has a grant for $250,000 for people to submit proposals for a grant. And at the end of the month, we're going to have like a grant week to talk about several state and federal government grants that can be offered to small businesses. So the grant week would be probably the last week.
Okay, now repeat that again, because I'm interested, and I know the listeners of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports are interested. Okay, grant week will be?
The last week of June.
The last week of June, and it's for?
Small businesses who are looking to get a grant.
Are you all listening? Okay, now those that have not, now I know most of my listeners listen to your show. Please let the listeners know where they can find your show on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, the name of the show is called The Core Business Show. It's sponsored by Apple Capital Group, but we should have something featured towards the end of the month, but I know it should, right, we should start the 25th.
Okay.
And during the summer, we normally do shows live from 11 to 1.
And you have a wide range of guests. I know you have, you have guests from not just the business, the financial business community, but I have listened to shows where you've had chefs on, fathers on. I'm literally talking about Catholic fathers.
Well, I guess a combination of practicing and it's still business related, but it's trying to kind of give a whole range of different topics. I think his was regarding, he was still a nonprofit, was a really good business that he has. And several others are still at the bottom line talking about small business.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was wondering. For Grant Week, is it open for nonprofits also?
Yeah, it'd be nonprofit and for profit business.
Okay, great.
I know the last day is going to talk about consumer grants, like for housing, So I think the last day would be more consumer oriented. I think on the 29th.
Okay, great. And what is your email address? I know you said you're already bombarded with emails, but what's your
email? No, that's all right. info@applecapitalgroup.com.
Okay. So for more information, you all can email Tim at info@applecapitalgroup.com. So thank you. So who are your guests or topics that will be discussed this week?
Let's see. I know we're going to have somebody from Chase to talk about the small business grant. I know we're going to talk, I think, to, oh my gosh, offhand. We have an organ company out of Seattle who's going to talk about organ building. Someone's going to talk about a disease. I forgot where he has. I can't think of it offhand. I haven't looked at a computer yet. I think how to buy and sell a home for one. How to buy and sell a business. We have a topic today, I think, regarding Obamacare to get what the facts are. I think a couple of politicians this week as well.
That's what I wanted to know, if you all were focusing on politics. I figured you would. Well, can you name the politicians?
I'm trying to think off now. I think Sheila Jackson Lee is one. John Lewis, we're reaching back out to him because he has a new book that is coming out. I think a couple of gospel artists are going to be on the show as well. I can't remember if it's this week or next week offhand.
I know.
But I know today she's loading all of the shows up.
Great. Yeah, I see where the governor of Texas would be on your Super Talk radio. We call it Super Talk here in Mississippi. On what is it, K-Sky? What is your talk radio station over in Dallas?
I forgot offhand. I mean, there's a couple, but I know what you're talking about.
So I plan on checking out Governor Perry this morning on the K-Sky on talk radio in the Dallas, Texas area. I know he's scheduled for two talk shows this morning, one at 7:35 and one on 8:15. So I was
trying to get what the facts on, you know, Obamacare for people to understand. We don't want, you know, what people are peeing on. Hey, give us the facts and just tell us how it's going to be. And I'm sure once the Supreme Court comes, either would keep the law or strike it down. Either way, it's going to affect people. So I guess we'll just wait and see.
Wow. Yeah, that's so true. Either way, it'll affect people, a lot of people. That definitely was on my mind because I was wondering if you all were really paying attention and you pretty much stay neutral on the politics, just hoping for
even the politicians come with their opinion, we still, okay, what's the facts are? Then they can go rant and rave after the last 15 minutes, but tell us what the facts are, and we're going to get several people's opinion. I know for small businesses, it works. However, for larger businesses, it's more expensive in one sense, short term, but less expensive long term.
Oh, okay.
Because it's mainly administrative costs and so forth. So, other than that, you know, we'll see what we face.
Wow, I know a lot of people compare Romney's healthcare plan to Obama's healthcare plan. You know, they always say Romney Care.
It has more of a tone within that. But however, you know,
because it has another name, people just coin that phrase, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of give or take. Once you take it out, the provisions that people like about it is gone. There are some things in this particular economic environment is good for us, or if you're sick or whatever, and they can't discriminate against you. However, you take it out, then you have nothing. So you're back to square A again.
Oh, my God.
And what happened, the taxpayers are still picking up the bill. And I think that's really the reason why they really passed it, to spread the risk around. More people putting money in. And as our Asian population is coming up, you know, they're going to be attacking the system, and it's still going to cost us.
Oh, and that's what you're saying. And then taxpayers, then we're all footing the bill, but everybody's not getting the care that they need.
Yeah, because we're going to still going to give care to the indigent, people who don't have it. But however, I think what's this big fear is, as the baby boomers retire, they come out of their own insurance plan, and now they go into the government insurance plan. So it's going to cost us more in the short term because of the additional people that's coming through the system. And, of course, people not having five kids in their family, and they're not going to the workforce either.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing. What's going to happen when this wave of people start retiring in the next 10 years and start using government services for health care?
Wow, thanks for sharing
that.
I think
11 o'clock today.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah, one is, you know, regarding the church position. But every week we're going to go talk about something. Today is church. Next Monday is the next 2 Mondays we're going to talk about small business. And I think the last one is going to talk about an attorney who's going to kind of break it down. So hopefully they tell us enough facts and we'll pull all of the topics together, what the facts are, pros and cons, and then let people make their own decision.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, the Supreme Court will make their own decision. So. Sometime this summer,
so
it is going to be where it
is.
Wow. The listeners, Tim suggested to me that we should do a panel in the near future. But if you have any suggestions about what we should discuss, we know what we would like to discuss, but let us know and suggest us what you would like for us to discuss so you can also participate, call in, and chat with us in the chat room. Because when you suggested to me that we should have a panel, well, more a series of panels, what do you want us to talk about? I mean, because we can talk about everything.
We can talk about everything.
Whatever.
Salaries, you know, like celebrity salaries or... We talking about the monarch?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
I really give it to her. She's what, 84, 85?
86.
She's 86? I hope she'll hold on till she's 100.
I know. That's what I heard news reporters talk about yesterday. They was like, where her mom held on to a one-on-one. Because what were you saying?
Well, you know, mom, yeah, she was sickly towards the end, but hopefully Queen Elizabeth will hold on to her 100 and give Charles a run for his money. By the time he gets into office or whatever they call it, he'll be too old to do very much because we still don't like him.
Say hello to the UK listeners. By then, on air at this time, it's early to you, but I've told you before, the Culture Shock and Attend Reports has, I mean, we have numbers and numbers of UK listeners. So say hello to our lovely
friends. Hi, UK listeners, and I'm sorry about you. I know some of you like Prince, what's his name, and some of you don't. We're still upset regarding the Diana thing.
Exactly. I love the whole family, to be honest. Kate is a favorite of mine, but I love the Queen. I love her hubby, Prince Rainier, is that his name?
Yeah, man, I like them all. We're just not crazy about Chuck.
You're not crazy about Charles.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? During Diana days and during their split, I did get kind of upset and disappointed, you know. But I see he and Camilla are happy together, and she's happy. So, but yeah, I was hurt. Regarding he and Diana's breakup.
Well, he shouldn't have married her.
Good point. Yeah, and as the story unfolded more and more, behind the scenes of what really happened during their relationship. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Because as a little girl, I just was in awe and just went crazy watching their wedding. And then to hear about the behind the scenes, like,
she tragically died. You know, and I remember both days, you know. And it happened on a Sunday, early Sunday morning here in the States.
Yeah.
I think when she was in a car accident. But, you know, if you make his commitment, make your commitment and stay with it. And, you know, so.
That was the first divorce dealing with that royal family, right?
Yeah, they've had a lot of other divorces over time, but, you know, he wasn't happy about it at the very beginning because he could not marry a divorcee. And, of course, at her age, she might should not be able to bear any children, so, it caused complications. So you had to marry someone who's, I guess, fertile to keep the name. Keep the family going, so I don't know how they have the things. But we're going to talk about that sometime this month.
Oh, yeah, so you know we most definitely. I definitely would like to be part of that show because I talk about the royals a lot. I kicked off the show talking about the royals. My goodness, I'm a royal watcher. I love, and especially that family.
Yeah, I like the dad, too. You know, I like Prince Philip, but, Chuck E. Cheese is
not one of my
favorites.
Wow. So, listeners, we will schedule a panel real soon discussing different topics, which you see, this is Entertainment Lifestyle Show, his show, and I love talking finances and business, and because one thing the listeners of the show of Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports definitely would like to know more about grants and also properly structuring their businesses from home businesses to new businesses. A lot of executives listen to the show and also a lot of independent business owners listen to the show. And I know a lot of my personal friends, they're either trying to open a new business or keep their doors open.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, and how to properly service their clients and their customers.
Yeah, we would like topics that they can go back and listen to, talking about customer service, talking about what they need to do to open their doors and how to keep them open.
Yes, but I think that's a great topic to discuss, celebrity, you said salaries, from athletes to celebrities.
Yeah, salaries. I saw something in the Parade magazine a couple months ago. I said, hey, this is a good topic here.
That is definitely a good topic.
Yeah, just going to spend it on business. Because
some people don't understand why from celebrities and movies and films to athletes, some people don't understand why Drew Brees is sitting out. Drew Brees should have been signed a contract with the Saints. But they said
Now, would you do the same thing if you had making that type of money?